If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month, with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Bridge Podcast. I have a special guest with me today, Miss Ellen Young from Quay Figures. Here at the Bridge, we like to promote small businesses, get people from our community and our industry in front of people that make decisions in the market. And we're just here about empowering businesses and empowering people on their growth and their journey, wherever that takes them throughout the world. So with that in mind, I would like to introduce my friend here, Miss Ellen Young, founder of Quay Figures, a sustainable women's wear product for women on deck in the engineering roles and helping them create their future. And in a, what sort of way? Can you kind of introduce yourself and your experience in yachting? What brought you into this venture so far?
Yeah, well, thank you, Alex, for having me on. I really appreciate it. But before we get started, it's pronounced Quay Figures, as as in like a key of a dock. So basically we named the brand just to play on words, so it's fun for Quay Figures. Anyway, my name's Ellen. I joined yachting in 2019. I started out on deck, joined my first boat in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And just my last boat, I was on for 2.5 years as bosun. And then I just left that role in Feb.
Okay. And so what kind of brought you to, since you're a bosun, you have a lot of experience on deck and in the yachting industry, what inspired you to start Quay Figures?
Ever since I've been on deck and yachting, I've really experienced a lack of uniform for girls in this department. Just going from boat to boat, you know, like I didn't have appropriate shorts to wear. Luckily, the chief stew on my first boat took the time to go shopping with me and look for a good pair of shorts. Which I think doesn't always happen, but we ended up having to find something that wasn't even a uniform brand. And I mean, like, I've been put in a skort, I've been put in spandex, I've been put in men's shorts. Imagine going up the rig in a skort. It's just not really practical. You can't put a harness on in a skort. I just was really frustrated with that, and same situation on every single boat I've been on, just a lack of appropriate clothing. And a lot of my friends, most of the women I speak to in these departments, it's just the same story every single time. So I thought, just take it upon myself to build a brand and make shorts for girls on deck.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. And how long have you been kind of nurturing this idea? Because I know you said you left your boat back in February. It's July now. What really pushed you to that point where you're saying, okay, I've been having this idea for a while, and it's like we talked about last week, it's that time to take that leap of faith and to jump into this pretty much full time.
Yeah, so I've been thinking about the brand for probably 2 years. Last year, I was actually able to make the leap and start the brand and start the designing process. In February, well, coming up to February, I was like, okay, that's going to be the break when I can actually focus on building the brand and putting everything into it.
Mm-hmm. And I can relate to that a lot, because it's like trying to create these businesses outside of yachting and kind of taking that leap of faith where you're building something with such a dedication. And now it's to the point where you're seeing it come to fruition. And that's a really amazing thing. That's what I find so empowering about these podcasts and kind of the audience that we have at Name and Shame and through social media, where it's like I can speak to people like you that have also gone down that route and see how we can help each other grow. Can you go into more detail about, because I remember you're talking about the recyclable, sustainable products that you use for your designs.
Yeah, so we use all recycled polyester fabrics throughout the collection. So we focus just on shorts and an engineering coverall. And throughout the short collection, we use recycled polyester. So it's actually a custom fabric that's rewoven out of old polyester fabric.
That's so cool. That is super cool. And so what was the, because I don't have experience in clothing or that stuff. That's not my niche. I like technology systems and stuff like that. That's what gets me up in the morning. What was really the hardest part of building and putting all of this together? Did you have any like experience in business or design or clothing before yachting?
No, I have no experience in designing clothes. I didn't know the first thing about fashion designing or making a tech pack or sourcing fabrics or anything like this. I've had a little bit of a creative background. I did art in school and I like design. So kind of that side of things, like building the website and coming up with the logo, that was really exciting for me. But yeah, the design part of the clothes, I had no idea. So I actually hired a design team. I hired a design team that's all women. So it's also women-owned female business. And they helped me with the tech pack and sourcing fabric and liaising with the factory and all that. So I couldn't have done it without them. I tried in the beginning. but when I realized what went into designing shorts, I was like, I need help. You don't even think about like the width of a belt loop, you know, super intricate details.
Yeah, I imagine it takes a lot. It's like once you really dive into something, it's like you have the idea, you bring it to this certain point, and then it's to really when you get into the details where you're like, oh my goodness. I need some help here. But can we go more into like your mission and the purpose behind what you're doing? I know it's because you want to bring sustainable wear for women on deck and empower them in that sense. But I remember you on your website, you were talking about, and you had a couple featured women sharing their stories throughout yachting and throughout the industry and their travel adventure stories. Can you, because it takes such an amount of courage to even bring something to this point and then push it past. Can you go into a bit more detail about that so people can understand the why behind key figures?
Yeah. So as you said, our mission is to empower women, and by providing uniform that they actually feel comfortable in and want to wear. I can't tell you, I mean, just from a personal perspective, going out on deck in a you know, crappy uniform or shorts that doesn't fit you properly, and you're standing in front of, you know, millionaires, billionaires, and you feel embarrassed in what you wear, it doesn't really give you a lot of confidence to do your job properly. So that's the mission behind Key Figures. And I wanted to do a little bit more than just being a clothing brand. So I've created, as you mentioned, a featured figure. So I do that once a quarter. I find a woman in our industry or just in the maritime industry in general who's doing something really cool, who's leading, who's doing exciting things, who's helping people. And I just want to highlight what they're doing and what they're doing to improve the industry and people's lives. So I think it's really admirable, and I just want to show that.
Yeah, that's a very honorable mission. I respect it a lot. And that's what it's like, meeting all these people and just see just the passion that comes from it because of the way our industry is, the way it's evolving, and the way the modern age is kind of trying, slowly creeping its way into what we do. I think it's important that those voices be heard, and that missions like yours that have a true like foundation in your heart get brought to the attention of the people that I can serve the most, because I can see this trend changing of how we're all trying to improve the industry. Even though it's a slow process, it's really nice to see leaders coming in and taking that first step and not being embarrassed or like taking that leap of faith where it's like, when you, like you said, when you come up to a certain point, you're like, oh, I need help with this, but then still having the courage to push past it because what you're doing is bigger than just creating clothing for women.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And yeah, that's what we want to do, is support these women who are coming up on deck, who are becoming officers, who are becoming captains, and growing alongside them, and providing them with clothes, shorts that they're actually going to be happy wearing.
Yeah, and that they're going to look good in while wearing this. Because I remember when I used to work on deck, and then you have female deckhands, and they'd be in these super tight sports that don't fit, not really operational. Yeah. They're always riding up, and the sport's always lifting. And I'm thinking, it's like, that doesn't seem entirely appropriate when the rest of the deck team is in shorts that are appropriate to the job, that they have to be staying in this type of clothing. That's just looks rather uncomfortable. And it's not like you want to be scrubbing teak in a sport.
In a sport. Yeah. Or, even men's shorts. Like, you want to be in something that's appropriate, but made for you. So
what have you, as you've been in business, when did you start actually selling your items?
So I launched in March. So it's been 4 or 5 months that I've been active. I've had a really good reaction from the women in this industry so far. People are so excited just to have a uniform brand that's actually designing and making clothes just for them. And not only that, but designed by somebody who's been on deck. So I am in the unique position of knowing exactly what these women need and want to wear on deck.
Yeah, I think there's a really big like disconnect from like legacy companies that are already in the industry that have been doing this for a few decades and whatnot. Like when I was on a panel back at the boat show in May, and I started to really put in my mind that there needs to be this conversation. There needs to be something that bridges between what crew actually need and the people that can supply for them. So you're taking that step right there. What have you found to be your biggest like bottleneck or the hardest thing you've had to deal with being an entrepreneur, launching your company, trying to break into this industry that's slow to adopt anything that's new? Everything's built on trust.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I think you said it, like boats make decisions relatively slowly, and they're already, if it's not a refit or a new build, they already have a stock of uniform on board that they're just going to use if they hire a deckie or a female officer. It takes a while for people to recognize the brand and be like, okay, we trust them, we know they're good, let's get the uniform on board. Mm-hmm. So it is slow going in the uniform game. I have a couple of friends who are in the specific sector of the industry, and they've been mentoring me and helping me grow and just what to expect moving forward. Transitioning from a life working on deck to just solely being an entrepreneur has been a little challenging. Going from a really physical job to basically just sitting at my computer for 8 hours, 5 days a week is difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, and God, sort of having like a built-in family or built-in friends on a boat that if you are in the mood to talk to somebody, you know, you just go to the crew mess, have a cup of tea, watch a movie. But now it's just me, you know, just, yeah. So oftentimes I find just talking to myself, just to have a conversation.
It's funny just seeing, like, that's why I also think it's so important to tell stories like yours and highlight companies like yours and your mission and what you're doing, because a lot of people in yachting, they have their time in there, but they're kind of looking for an exit strategy. So it's nice for people to share the story so they can see, like, what the expectations are and what it really takes to fully transition out. Do you find yourself that you'll be going back on deck anytime soon?
I think I will, just to keep the monkey brain sane, and get that physical activity in. And also it's good to just meet new people in the industry. Just keep busy. So I'll definitely be doing some day work or temp work in the future.
If you can explain more, just so people that are new to the industry, and because on our page, Name and Shame, it usually highlights the bad things that happen in the industry, but I also want to highlight the good things. Can you just explain more about, like, what yachting has done for you personally, the places you've seen, the people you've met, and how it's helped you in your life up to this point? Because I remember we were talking last week, and your fiance, and we were just shooting the crap and talking about all the places you've been. And I'm just thinking, like, wow, it really is an amazing industry to go see the world. So if you could try and share your story on that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, first of all, when I first started yachting, I didn't know what I was going to do with myself as a career. I had studied at university. I quickly figured out that I didn't want to spend my time in a lab or doing that sort of thing. So I kind of always felt like I wanted to be doing something more than just being in my hometown or another US city. So it gave me an opportunity to, as you said, travel the world, meet, you know, so many different people of different nationalities. For me, it's exciting being on a boat or a vessel when I'm the only American. No offense to my fellow Americans, but it's just nice to have a different bit of culture around you, different mindset, people to learn from, different accents, just exposure to how the world works. Mm-hmm. And yes, I think, secondly, yachting gives people a unique situation to be able to save up your money. Which I think is invaluable. You know, if you do it right, you could probably save 90% of your salary if you don't have a mortgage or big expenses back home. And that's one of the ways I was able to start this business, is being in yachting and being able to save my salary. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very key thing. There's this one gentleman named Charles, the yachting investor. He's been going around quite a bit on social media, and he's been trying to teach yachties the best ways for them to be saving their money. Because when I first joined, of course, my idea was I'm going to put away 80% and I'm going to save for 20 years and then I'm going to retire. But then I got to Fort Lauderdale, I got into the lifestyle, and I was like, no, this is fun.
Yeah.
And then you just end up blowing money for a couple of years. And then I spent the last couple of years saving everything. All this idea of YCC and what we're building here was kind of curating into execution where we're at now. And it's an amazing opportunity that people get, travel the world, save their money, and set themselves up for a better life or something outside of yachting. If they don't want to go into a career here, that they can set themselves up to make that transition. And I think it's so important we have these conversations where it's like, you can see people that have actually made that are working there, and you can see the reality of what it takes. Because I think a lot of people are like stuck in the, I don't want to do this forever, but I don't know how to get out. And it sharing these stories and like the knowledge and us in our own personal journeys as founders coming from yachting and transitioning to other, you know, activities and businesses, it shows them that they can do it too. It's just like you started off not knowing anything about clothing, design. And even when it got even harder in the nooks and crannies, you're like, okay, I can still do this. And now you've launched, you have a big impact and you're pushing your business forward. And then the same marks where I'm like, I had no idea about technology systems, made so many mistakes trying to get to this point, still do make mistakes, but it's a continual progression to where eventually you'll find yourself at that threshold and you'll be like, oh, wow, I actually did it. And can you explain a little bit more, as we're both Americans, just for shits and grins, about being an American over here in Europe? Because it's been quite an eye-opening experience for me as I've been in the Caribbean, the Bahamas, for the last 6 years of my yachting career. My first time really getting pushed into the European way of life, which is nice, but it's different.
It is nice. Yeah, definitely. I have been quite happy to transition from living in the US to moving to Palma. So my fiance and I moved here permanently in February, and we actually just got our digital nomad visa last month. So that's very exciting. Thank you. It can be tricky. I haven't really had an issue here in Spain with being an American. Sometimes I want to tell people I'm Canadian, but I haven't done that yet. Being in Europe is great. Like, some of the buildings here are older than the States in general. So there's so much history here. There's so much culture to soak up. The food's amazing. So I've really loved settling in Europe.
I have as well. I think there's like, because I like talking to a lot of people, being engrossed in cultures when I travel. I think there's a very big disconnect, and I like the opportunity and what it is where you can talk to people of different cultures. Of course, you take their crap because we're Americans and whatnot, and there's a lot of stuff going on with that, which is a sidebar. But it's very eye-opening. It gives you a worldly perspective, but then it also allows you as an American to kind of portray the traits that we really believe in at the core of our country, things that aren't really being accurately represented, but still hold tight into who we are as a people. So I think it's a great honor. And that's what yachting is done for me. It's allowed me to change my perspective and see other parts of the world as I've traveled the majority of the United States. And you can see how other people live, how they are, the way their lives are kind of shaped. And you can see the differences and the good in that, the way you can incorporate into your own life and the way you see and the way you behave as kind of an American traveling abroad and trying to represent that in the best way you possibly can as we move forward in the future. I just wanted to talk a little bit about where you see the future of Key Figures. Do you want to expand it to different clothing, like shirts on deck, customized clothing, colors and stuff like that for different types of vessels?
Yeah, so I probably won't go into shirts or anything like that, just because there's a massive market already for that. I'd like to expand into other female uniform, be that making dresses that are a little bit more functional for the girls inside, skorts as well, chef uniforms, and to just expand the engineering as well. So we do make a coverall for engineering girls, but I would like to expand the line and just add different colors, maybe add different details that are a little bit more technical and good for the engine room. And definitely want to make more colors in the future on the shorts. And I just want to focus primarily on women. So I won't go into men's uniform or anything like that. I would like to see the brand to become bigger than yachting. So whether that's different outdoors stuff, really get into the sailing market like the other big brand names. Being sold like an REI or things like that. And just because the shorts where they are, I did design them for the maritime world. They're transferable to other sectors. So, you know, if you're working at a marina or you're working at a hotel or a restaurant, you know, you can wear these shorts and be comfortable in them and be happy. So that's what I'd like to see the brand do.
It's nice to see as you start with something that you know, and then you can expand into all these different categories, all these different industries, and your starting point's just here. And it's really cool. And I'm excited to see how this evolves, where you are a year from now.
Yeah.
And how you continue to grow. Just one last question before we finish up. I just wanted to ask, kind of, it's a little personal, but how did you deal with some of the lower parts when it comes to the entrepreneurial journey, where you're thinking this is not going to happen and you continue to push forward anyway? So yeah. We can explain to the listeners where it's like how we can get to that point and know it's not where to give up.
Yeah. Well, I think for me personally, it's been an emotional roller coaster almost every single day. So it's not just, you know, 1 week is good, 1 week is bad. It's sort of, I go through these ups and downs almost every single day of like, is this going to work? You know, and you question and you doubt yourself. Can I do this? Do I have, you know, the business mindset to actually make this work? And it's just me, you know, I don't have a partner in this at the moment. So I don't have that sounding board of somebody to bounce ideas off of. So it can be a little bit lonely in that. Luckily, my partner is always happy to help me if I have an idea or he wants to help me with an Instagram post or something like that. But what I do is just try to celebrate the little wins. So anything good that happens in the day, if I make a sale or I make a contact, or I get a message from a customer that's so stoked with the shorts and, you know, believes in the company, it's little things like that that get me back up on the roller coaster again. And yeah, think, okay, I can do this just a little bit more. Just keep going.
Let's keep going. That's the mantra on the entrepreneurial journey. It's just keep going, celebrate those little wins. And then before you know it, you're going to make it one day and the sun's going to be on your face and you're going to think, oh, wow, I actually did that. One of my buddies, I just was on the phone with him last night, and he told me it's that when you put all of your energy and all of your thought and purpose into something, it will feed back to you one day. Every day might not look like a win, but you're making those small wins every day. And small wins compound, just like interest. It compounds to those big wins at the end of the road. He also gave me a quote from Hunter S. Thompson that we'll kind of leave on that. It's like, if you're going to buy the ticket, take the ride, take it all the way, see where it goes, no matter what valleys you go through, hardships you go through. Remember that you started this for a reason. Remember that purpose you have in the foundation of your heart, and it will come to fruition because there's no other way. The universe will reward it. And on that note, which we're getting closer to our time limit, I would like to thank you, Miss Key Figures, Miss Ellen Young. If there's any parting thoughts you would like to leave with us, where they can find you on social media, how they can contact you, we'll put all this in our descriptions, but just hear from you.
Cool. Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. It's keyquay.figures. And my website is www.keyfigures.com.
Fantastic.
And thanks for having me, Alex. I really appreciate it.
Of course, anytime. I really, it's an honor to talk to people like you that take these steps and continue down these journeys. And I'm sure we'll be talking more in the future as both our brands grow and as we take, make significant change in this industry. And with that, I would like to conclude. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for watching the Bridge Podcast. It was an honor to have you guys. I look forward to more conversations and seeing where we go with this. So now it's going to be a crazy ride, and much love.